Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as I continue a message I began yesterday, living the Word, living God's Word. And I'd like to begin by sharing a few verses from Isaiah 43:18. And the Lord is speaking here, and He's saying, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall proclaim my praise, and they shall do it." The people that I have formed for myself. Why has the Lord called you, beloved? There's some that may be listening that you feel a call to the ministry, or perhaps to be a missionary, or to be a good, responsible, and faithful, and reliable church leader in whatever capacity He's gifted you. Or you may be employed, you may be in the workforce, and as I've been fond of saying, we are able ministers. That's what the Word says of the gospel of reconciliation. And so every one of us need to preach the gospel, and as, I don't know where I heard this, but it's very effective, preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. So we are, by our attitude, by our example, by our actions, our lifestyle, we're preaching the Word. We don't have to get behind a pulpit to preach, although if that's where God's calling you, praise God, He'll make a way for you. But every one of us, as a child of God, can talk about Jesus and what He did for us and how we came to the Lord. All of us have a testimony. Sometimes you think, well, you know, I remember when I got saved, I was radically saved. I was in the world 10 years. And Brother Glass asked me to lead worship. And I thought, oh my God, I did it out of obedience, because when you're asked to do something, you're agreeable, and that's how I was raised. You know, when someone speaks to you, if you physically in any way can, you do what you're asked. But I remember I walked off and I said, I'll never do that again, because it was very hard for me to be in front of people, being introverted and shy and all that kinds of stuff. But you see, the wonderful part about it, God is able to take our weaknesses, the things that have been hard for us, the things that life experiences perhaps have done to wound or hurt us. He's able to take our weakness and to be able to exemplify His power, His mercy, His grace, and literally transform our lives. And so don't look at just, well, this is just the way I am. That's limiting God. God is able to change us. He wants to change us. And besides, what was the passage I just read to you out of Isaiah 43? Forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. God wants to do something new in your life today, this week, this year. He said in Isaiah, I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland. God brought them by miraculous power and miracles out of the land of Egypt when they had served the Egyptians 400 years in slavery. God demonstrated powerful, wonderful things. He said, this is the people I formed for myself. And all those examples under the old covenant, they were examples, as the Word says, of what God is doing through the new covenant. And so 1 Corinthians 1:9 said, God is faithful. Hear that. God is faithful. We may not be. We could be unreliable, but He's faithful. He is reliable. He is trustworthy. And therefore, because He is, that's His very nature, He cannot be any other way. He's ever true to His promise, and He can be depended on. He's absolutely verifiable by His word. His word and He are one. Many times, and that we are to do the same thing when we give our word. Everything, we must do everything we can to fulfill that word. Sometimes being human, things enter that we're not, it's impossible for us to do that, but it's because circumstances have made that impossible. And if we've committed to someone, we need to explain and to express why we didn't do it. But it's, our word is that important because we're children of our Father. And just as God is faithful, so we need to be faithful and responsible, and that we can be dependent on just as He can. So it goes on to say in that verse, 1 Corinthians 1:9, by Him were you called into companionship and participation with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so God has called us for fellowship with Himself, not for what we can do for Him. Yes, of course, our service is important, but the main thing is He wants you. He wants your heart, not just a part. He wants all of your heart, everything that you are. He created you, and He created you for Himself. Now, think at the beginning, before sin. When God created Adam, there were no sinners to reach, no churches to build, no employees to be hired, no gospel to preach, nor was there any kind of church ministry, right? God created Adam and Eve to enjoy fellowship and communion with Him. Of course, God's calling does involve service, but God's first concern is our fellowship, our relationship with Him. God intends that our service to the body of Christ, therefore, and to the lost, proceed out of that relationship and that fellowship that we have with the Lord. Our relationship with Him is a priority, beloved. And when we look back, there were many promises given under the Old Covenant, and the prophets, the major prophets, Isaiah especially, that beautiful book, spoke of the perfect sacrifice that was coming. His name was Jesus Christ. He endured suffering and death and experience the resurrecting power of God so that we could be His children. Our sin could be removed from us. And so Jesus was willing to be the substitute. In the mind of God, we were the ones hanging on that cross. That's what we deserve. We were crucified with Christ. That's what the scriptures say, Galatians 2:20. And it is not I that lives, but Christ that liveth in me, in us. And we were buried with Him through baptism. That's Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 4. We were made alive with Him and raised up with Him to be seated in heavenly places. Praise God, Ephesians 2:5 and 6. I won't take the time to turn, but the very moment that Jesus conquered death, He was raised from the dead 3 days in the tomb. The dominion of the enemy, Satan's dominion over us, was broken. Let's read what Colossians 1 and 13 says. Who hath delivered us, He's speaking of the Lord, from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Praise God. In Colossians 2:15, it says, Jesus, having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. There was no question. It was done. It was an established fact for time and eternity. Jesus prevails. He is victor, praise God. One translation says that He made a spectacle of the devil. Let me read the King James in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then it goes on to the armor of God. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, or to overcome all. I have to read the rest of it. I can't stop. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then these are our offensive weapons. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You have to lift that up. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praise God. And so God wants us to be victorious. He's given us everything we need. Otherwise, he would also be unrighteous. Beloved, there's 7,000 promises in God's word to overcome any circumstances we'll ever face. Praise God. This is significant. It is powerful. And this is what God wants us to do, to avail ourselves of that power. 2 Peter 1 and 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers, think of this, of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes you are healed. So healing of the mind, body, soul, healing of everything that pertains to life and godliness, God desires to accomplish in our lives. We just have to believe it. We receive the word, believe it, and then let your actions demonstrate that. Don't say, well, I can't do that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. This is our battle cry. These are the things that God has given to us to be more than an overcomer. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.